Hello, everyone. This is Reverend Marie speaking to you from San Rafael, California. And today is Thursday, May 31st of the year 2012. Welcome to 2012. For those of you who have just started meditating and aren't really familiar with energy and what 2012 is all about, I see 2012 as being the time frame where the planet and everyone on it is given an opportunity to take a step up in their vibration. And one of the quickest ways to take a step up in your vibration is to start meditating on a regular basis. And that's why I have decided to offer these telemeds, the telephone meditation workshops and seminars. And today's telemed is entitled, When Getting Grounded is a Good Thing. So what I would like to do is I am going to speak about what being grounded, what getting grounded is all about and why we do it. And after I give you some information about that, then I will lead you through at least one complete meditation, depending on how everyone's energy looks. So we will start in a moment. I just want to tune into the callers energetically. So I'm going to be silent for a moment. And what I'm doing is I am sending an energetic hello to each person on the conference call. And this is my way of kind of seeing where you're at. Okay, very good. All right, so what does it mean to be grounded? Being grounded means that your spirit is in your physical body and connected to the earth, connected to the planet. And when you're grounded, your responses to situations are quicker. They tend to be more effective, and they are based in present time. When you're grounded, you are validating and honoring your body. When your spirit is actually in your body and not floating above it or around it, your spirit is giving your body a hello. It is validating your body by inhabiting that space. So let me just repeat that, because that can be a difficult concept to understand. When you're grounded, your spirit is in your body. For a lot of people, their spirits are not always in their body. It's almost like you're kind of walking around in an unconscious daze all the time, or you're not walking around fully present, meaning you're thinking about some future event. So being grounded means that your spirit is in your body, and when your spirit's in your body fully, it's validating your body. It's giving your body a big hello. It's saying, hey, look, I'm here with you, and I appreciate you. And I'll talk about that a little bit more later. So a good example of when you're not in your body is when you are experiencing highway hypnosis. There you are, driving down the same road to work every day, and you're bored. So what do? You start to check out. You start to daydream. And before you know it, you've arrived at your destination with absolutely no memory of how you got there. Now, I know, I can feel quite a few of you laughing, so I know that you have had that experience, and I have had that experience quite often myself. But what's happening when you're in highway hypnosis, for instance, your body has been unconsciously absorbing all of the information and the signals from around you. information and signals like what's spewing forth from the radio. So if you're listening to a talk show on the radio as you're driving to work and you're really, really focused on the talk show and thinking about the talk show and almost like in the studio with the talk show host, your body is still registering everything else that's going on around you. And it's not, it's registering it almost as what I like to call it unconsciousness. It's almost like a fuzzy type of energy because it's unfocused energy. You're not, when you're not in your body, you're not fully present. And therefore you generate a lot of this unconscious energy, that energy that comes into the body when you're not fully present. So, something that can happen, for instance, while you're having highway hypnosis. So here you are, you're having highway hypnosis, you're listening to the radio, and something that the radio announcer says makes you drift off on a tangent. So now you're not even listening to the radio, you're drifting off on a tangent. So your body is registering all of these daydreams that you're having, which could be positive or negative. And it's also registering what the radio show, what the radio show host is talking about. And maybe it's something that you don't really want your body to be experiencing. You know, say you're listening to the news, a news program, and they're talking about how many homicides there are in your area, or, you know, oh, there's been so many kidnappings in per 100,000 people in LA. That, when that's in your space unconsciously, that might trigger a fear. If you're a parent and all of a sudden you're at a party and you can't see where your child is, and that unconscious, oh, the kidnapping quotient ratio in LA, if that energy is in your space, you're going to start panicking because you can't see your kid at the party. So that's a real vivid example of how when you're not present in your body, your body absorbs everything that's going on, whether you're in there or not. And unfortunately, if you're not in there, you're carrying around a lot of gunk with you. That could put you into a lot of fear later on or in, you know, at odd times. All right, so let's see. Oh, and how about when you're got the radio on and there's all these fast food ads? Does driving down the highway trigger a desire or craving for fast food at some other point? It might, you know, or does your body associate sitting at a traffic light with thinking about a McDonald's hamburger and you're unconscious to it, so the next thing you do is you find yourself pulling into the a McDonald's hamburger drive-thru? So these are ways that it's not a good idea to be out of your body. How being grounded is a very important part of you being a spirit in a body and functioning well as a spirit in your body. And also what happens is the more of this gunk that your body is absorbing, it's invalidating to your body. It's almost like you're giving your body mixed signals. It doesn't feel loved by you because you're not consciously saying hello to it by being in your body fully. So if you're grounded and listening to the radio, you can choose to change the station. All right, so if you're actually in your body while you're listening to the radio and driving, you can choose to change the station. Maybe you're like, I don't want to hear this station anymore. I don't want to hear this news. I get to change it. Or if someone cuts you off on the highway, your response to that cutoff is going to be quicker, simply because both your mind and your body are present at the same time. Whereas if you were daydreaming, your mind and your body are not in sync, and therefore your response time is going to be slower. So that's another example of when being grounded is a very useful, practical thing. So I'm just going to sit for a moment and allow you to absorb those concepts. Now, when you're grounded, it gives you the ability to shake off to release foreign energy and invalidation that you've accumulated within yourself and your spirit. So if you're grounded, that's the precursor to meditation, to certain kinds of meditation. Let me correct that. When you're grounded, that's the precursor to certain kinds of meditation. And meditation is one of the primary ways that you get to release and shake off foreign energy and invalidation. So being grounded, that connection to the earth acts like a conduit to help you let go of all of the accumulated debris, the negative thoughts, the concerns, the worries, the fears, and all of the old emotions that you've been carrying around with you, both consciously and unconsciously. So it's great when you're grounded, because being grounded gives you the opportunity to release both conscious thoughts and emotions and unconscious ones. You don't even have to know what you're releasing in order to release it when you're grounding. So it's like this huge added benefit. When you're grounding and you want to let go of concerns and worries, you get to let go of these concerns and worries simultaneously with letting go of unconscious concerns and worries. Say something that happened, 20 years ago when you were on the verge of foreclosure because you had lost your job and you're freaking out. Well, if you didn't process through those emotions at that point, they're still with you. So if something in present time triggers that foreclosure fear, but you can't put your finger on where this fear is coming from, it doesn't matter, because if you're grounded and you choose to release old emotions, you will be releasing these old emotions. Now, when you're grounded, it forces you to be in present time. If you're connecting to your body, and you're noticing how your body is feeling, then you are in present time. You can't be fully noticing your body and thinking about a future event at the same time. You just can't. You can be partially focusing on your body and partially on the future event, but you can't be doing both of them simultaneously. So therefore, you are not in present time. Therefore, you're not completely grounded in your body, and you're not in present time. So being grounded helps keep you in present time. Here's an example. I take a weight training class, and when we're getting close to the last set of repetitions and our muscles are screaming at us to stop, what the instructor does is she starts telling us to start counting to eight. For instance, we're doing eight reps. So she says, okay, start counting down. Now, what happens when we start counting down? Well, when you start counting down the reps, you stop being present, because you're now focusing on getting through to number eight. You've stopped focusing on one, two, three, and four, and you're already thinking about number eight, the very final end of all of these reps. So you've taken yourself out of present time, and by taking yourself out of present time, you've taken the sum of the focus off of the pain. So the counting forced you to focus on something else besides the pain in your body. You've taken the attention off of your body and placed it on a potential future event. So it means that if you're thinking about the future, like counting to number eight, you're no longer fully in the present. And if you're grounded, you're more likely to stay fully in the present. Okay. Another benefit of being grounded is that it gives you a distinct focus. When you begin to focus your attention on something, for instance, the body, everything else begins to fall away. Your breathing becomes more deeper, it becomes more rhythmic, and your mind gets quiet, and if you allow yourself to fully relax, and almost like give yourself a very gentle command, okay, muscles, just relax. Actually, do it right now. Just since you're all muted, say out loud, muscles, I give you permission to fully relax right now. And see what happens. I notice if your breathing has changed. And if it hasn't, give yourself a nice deep breath right now. Go ahead, a nice deep breath. There you go. Good. And just think of this question for a moment. When was the last time you said hello to the fourth toe on your right foot? Probably the last time that happened when you might have been 3, 4, 5, or 8 years old. Or maybe you were playing with a 3, 4, or 5, or 8 year old and you were counting toes. But when was the last time you were 100% completely present with the fourth toe on your right foot? So, let's do that right now. Put your focus on the fourth toe of your right foot. What does it feel like? Can you actually differentiate between your fourth toe and your third and your fifth toe? Can you differentiate between your right and your left foot? There was a time in my life when I had neuralgia in my fingers and toes. So to feel the difference by just focusing on my feet was actually difficult. It was like I almost had to touch my feet in order to really feel them, experience them. I couldn't just experience them by bringing my attention to my feet. So focus on that toe. Now focus on your toenail of that same toe. Now focus on the bones in that same toe. Now, did you feel that shift in your level of presence and your level of awareness and how the chatter in your mind disappeared when you really, really had to focus on your toenail? That is what being fully present in your body is like. Now, imagine being fully present in your body, grounded like that, and eating a sumptuous meal. Like the entire experience of eating a sumptuous meal with that level of awareness and consciousness and groundedness in your body. Think of how heightened of a pleasurable experience that would be. Yeah, and you could do that with music, listening to music from that space. If you're listening to an orchestra, you would be able to pick out every single instrument as that orchestra plays a song. Or having that level of focus when you were doing some kind of sporting activity. Something that required concentration, for instance, like diving. Yeah. I see that all of you are coming up with your own ideas from your own personal experiences as to how being grounded like that would improve your experience, or how it would have improved your experience had you been grounded like that. Okay, great. All right, give yourselves a nice deep breath. And at this time, what I would like to do is I would like to lead you through a meditation to introduce you to the concept of grounding yourself. And what I would like everyone to do is I would like everyone to be sitting upright in your chairs with your feet flat on the ground. This type of meditation that I do, it's not a lotus position. You know, you're not sitting with your feet or your legs crossed. This is very much a meditation where you are sitting in the chair with both of your feet flat on the ground. You're sitting comfortably with your back supported, and you have your hands on your lap with the palms facing up. And give yourselves permission to be at ease. There is no stress involved in grounding. There is no effort involved in grounding. If you find yourself trying really hard to do anything that I am going to mention, give yourself a nice deep breath. Relax, and just let it go. Meditation works best when you are in a state of no effort, because this is energy. When you work with energy, you don't have to force energy. It's all about using your intention, and using your intention does not require any physical muscle in your body. So if you find yourself clenching your stomach muscles, for instance. I used to do that a lot. When I first started meditating, I was trying so hard to focus and concentrate that my stomach muscles would clench up. And that was a perfect example of, oh, I'm in effort. Well, this is energy. You do not need to be in effort. So relax those stomach muscles. And relax your jaw. We tend to hold a tremendous amount of tension in our jaw. And one of the benefits of being on a teleseminar is that no one can see you. So if you want to just let your jaw drop open, go right ahead. If it helps you to release the tension in your jaw, let your jaw just hang there. No one is going to see you. Very good. And find your amusement. Just give yourself permission to make this a fun, almost giggly experience. Allow yourself to be in kindergarten as if you were a five-year-old and you were learning something new. Allow yourself to be inquisitive and allow yourself to have fun. Kindergarten wasn't about doing things the hard way. Kindergarten was about exploration and enjoying yourself as you did the exploration. and learning something new and developing a new skill. And that's what these telemeds are all about, developing a new skill, the skill of meditation. Okay. All right, so now everyone is sitting in their chair with their feet flat on the ground and their hands palms up. And if you don't already have your eyes closed, go ahead and close your eyes. Okay. Now give yourself a few nice, full, deep breaths. And if you find yourself yawning, that is totally acceptable, because yawning is yet another way of releasing energy. And regarding giving yourself the nice deep breaths, do it any way is comfortable for you. This isn't a breathwork class, so you don't have to breathe in through one nostril and out through another. You can, however you give yourself deep breaths, go ahead and do it, and that's fine. Okay. So, now my experience is that a group meditation works better when everyone in the group is resonating in a similar fashion. So the way that we accomplish that is I would like to have everyone bring your attention to your crown chakra. The crown chakra is the same as your seventh chakra, which is the chakra at the top of your head. So just bring your attention to that place. And I want you to visualize your crown chakra turning to the color gold. Just a nice, shining gold. And once again, if you find yourself in effort, clenching your stomach or your jaw, just relax and just say to yourself, I set my crown chakra at the vibration of gold. Okay. All right, now that the entire group is all matching at that wonderful vibration of gold, I would like you all to bring your attention to the base of your spine. This is the area where your first chakra, also known as your root chakra, is located. Some people say it's just below the base of your spine. Fine. Just bring your attention to the area around the base of your spine and your root chakra. And just allow yourself to focus on that area for a few moments. And you can even send your root chakra a hello. Sometimes I pretend that I'm waving at my root chakra, or I'm petting my root chakra as if it's like a little puppy or a kitten. Just being very gentle with your root chakra. And your root chakra, for those of you who aren't familiar with the chakras, the root chakra is your survival chakra. So it's all about food, clothing, and shelter. And I like to throw in affectionate touch. Some teachers don't. I do. I used to be a massage therapist and body worker, and I've seen firsthand how very important having affectionate touch is to the human body. So I like to throw an affectionate touch in there along with food, clothing, and shelter, because I really do see that it is a necessity to keep the body happy and engaged. All right. So the tool that we use to ground ourselves is called a grounding cord. The grounding cord attaches from our root chakra, which is right around the base of our spine. So it attaches from the root chakra to the center of the earth. So it is a very long, extensive connection. And what I would like you to do to start off with is I'd like you to visualize, our grounding cords are going to look like hollowed out tree trunks. So this is the visual that we're going to use. So I want you to visualize as if you were sitting on top of a hollowed out tree trunk, and it connects firmly into your hips and especially at the base of the spine. So however you want to visualize that, just visualize you sitting on top of a hollowed out tree trunk that connects into your hips and the base of your spine, and this tree trunk goes all the way down through the ground, through any concrete, cement, gravel, anything, you know, seven floors of apartments. Wherever you are, visualize that grounding cord, that tree trunk, going straight down through the surface of the planet to the very core, the very center of the planet. And when it gets down there, watch its roots spread out into the center of the planet so that it's really holding on, that its grasp, it's connected, firmly connected to the very core of our planet. And allow your body to completely relax into your chair and into that grounding cord. So it's almost as if there's a very gentle suction right at your hips and the base of your spine from the grounding cord, from this tree trunk. And the idea is that normally trees draw nutrients from the soil up into the top of the tree, into the leaves. Well, our grounding cord tree trunks do the opposite. They pull debris out of our aura, out of our space, out of our spirit. They pull it down and sends it down into the center of the planet. Okay. Now I want you to look at that grounding cord, so that hollowed out tree trunk, and I want you to make sure that the very top of the grounding cord is at least as wide as the bottom. So you don't want the grounding cord to narrow as it goes down into the center of the earth. If anything, you want it to widen as it goes from the base of your spine, your root chakra, all the way down into the very core of the planet. Okay. And now look at that grounding cord and notice if it bends or twists anywhere. And if it does, unkink the twists or the bends. You want a nice, smooth, direct flow from the root chakra all the way down into the center of the planet. And if you find that you're having difficulty removing a kink or, you know, pressing out a kink or a twist, then go ahead and give yourself permission to release that grounding cord, let go of that tree trunk, let the center of the earth gobble it up, and then create a brand new one, brand spanking new one that has no kinks, no bends. It's nice and wide, connects into the base of the spine and hips, and goes straight into the center of the earth. And that's one of the great things about working with energy is that with energy, you have to create and destroy all the time. Because energy is always in some kind of movement. It might be very, very, very slow movement, but there's always some kind of movement going on. So you can always create and destroy a grounding cord. Say you create one and you don't like it, you can destroy it and create a brand new grounding cord. And actually, I would recommend that every time you sit down to meditate, that you do exactly that. You visualize the old grounding cord releasing from the base of your spine, getting sucked into the planet. The planet can gobble it up, and then you create a brand new grounding cord that's in present time. That will work for you here, right now. And one other thing that you can look for is look at the connection of the grounding cord to the base of the spine at the root chakra. Look to see if there is any fuzziness there. And if there's fuzziness there, just set the intention that that gentle sucking sensation will pull the fuzziness away from the root chakra and down into the grounding cord and into the base of the, into the center of the planet. And give yourself a nice deep breath. Okay. Now, one thing I want to mention about the grounding cord. This grounding cord is just for you. The only time you might share a grounding cord is if you have children that are that are younger than the age of, say, 18. Or the idea is children ground through their parents or through people they see as a parental figure. So it's okay for the children to ground through an adult. But once that child leaves the nest or becomes an adult in some other way, it's no longer okay for them to ground through the parents. So if that child is like a 25-year-old grad student, at that point, they're really working their own lives. Even if they're still relying on you somewhat financially, at that point, they're really the ones who are making the major decisions. So they should not be in your grounding cord. So that's the only time anyone else besides you should be in your grounding cord, is if you have children. Okay. So the grounding cord helps us to release energy, foreign energy, and pain from our space. Now, a really easy, simple way to visualize our space is to imagine that our aura, and our aura is egg-shaped. It's an egg-shaped space that surrounds us. So what I want you to do is visualize an egg-shaped space surrounding your physical body, and the bottom of this egg flows into the grounding cord. So it's almost like one of those egg holders that you put on top of a you put on top of the table, and you put the hard-boiled egg in order to crack it. So picture the egg-shaped aura that surrounds you, and it flows into the grounding cord at the very bottom of the egg. And the aura can actually extend quite far, but for our purposes, I like to keep the aura within about 18 inches from the physical body. So just visualize this egg-shaped aura that surrounds us, and at the bottom it flows into the grounding cord. Okay. Okay, at this point, what I'd like to explain is about re-energizing ourselves. So after we complete a meditation, it's always a good idea to re-energize ourselves. And we do that by using a tool that I call Golden Suns. So you're sitting in your chair. So right now you're sitting in your chair with your feet flat on the ground. You're in a trance. So right now you already are in a trance because your energy is very much focused on this experience. And you're focusing inwards right now, and you're focusing on your physical body. So you already have begun processing energy and releasing energy. So I would like to kind of switch gears and have you visualize a very large golden sun above your head. Okay, and this golden sun is full of fresh, new life force. And when I say a nice big golden sun, I mean big. I mean something that is at least three times the size of your body. So it's just this huge, immense golden sun above you that is just getting more and more dense, full of new life force. And now begin to bring this huge, gigantic gold sun down towards your body. and just allow the energy to be absorbed into every single of your chakras. And allow it to be absorbed into every part of your body, making sure that it flows into your feet as well, into the very ends of your fingertips, and down behind you, into your back. And allow yourself to absorb that huge golden ball of energy into your aura as well. And just fill in really, really good. And give yourselves a nice deep breath. And slowly open your eyes. So at this point, some of you are feeling relaxed. Some of you may even be feeling, excuse me, some of you may even be feeling a little bit sleepy. And that's okay, because sleepiness is one of the ways that we know we're clearing energy. So I'm not saying go ahead and fall asleep, but I am saying that if you're experiencing sleepiness, that can be an expression of clearing and processing the energy in our bodies. And just notice what you notice at this point. Notice if your mind is more focused. Notice if your muscles are more relaxed. Just notice what you notice. Notice if there's any body pain, if there's any unexpected emotions arising. And if you're not noticing anything, that's also okay, because you don't have to specifically experience anything with energy to know that it's working. All right. Give yourself one more deep breath. And relax back into the chair with your feet flat on the ground, your hands sitting in your lap, palms up, and close your eyes. Now we're going to practice destroying that grounding cord. So go ahead, give yourself permission to release the grounding cord. Let the center of the earth gobble it up. You can also destroy it if you want. That's up to you. And now create a brand new grounding cord, a brand new tree trunk. And make sure that that tree trunk starts at the root chakra, at the base of the spine, and goes directly through the planet into the very core of the planet. And that it's hollowed out, and that there is a gentle sucking sensation pulling the energy down and away from you. And smile. This doesn't have to be serious. This isn't serious. Remember, this is kindergarten. You are learning, you're practicing, you're exploring, and you're having fun. So smile, find some amusement, and find permission to be a little kid again, exploring. Okay, so why do we ground? We ground because we want to release invalidation. Invalidation comes in all different shapes and sizes. Invalidation can be invalidation that you put upon yourself. Invalidation can be coming from an outside source. Invalidation can be a leftover from a past lifetime. So for this specific meditation, I would like everyone to choose one experience that you had. It doesn't have to be recent. It can be, you know, past or more present. I want you to find an experience where you felt invalidated. And choose a color to represent that feeling, that sensation of invalidation. And I want you to set the intention that you're creating a ball of this invalidation. So it's a ball of it's a colored ball, whichever color you chose, and this colored ball represents the invalidation that you experienced. And this ball could be in front of you, behind you, it could be inside of you, it could be in a specific body part, wherever you want it to be. Allow it to be there and just notice what it looks like and what it feels like and what it might be saying to you. And yes, if there are multiple invalidations that you want to clear at this time, you are more than welcome to choose several different balls of energy, different colors. That's fine. Okay. Now, I want you to just see yourself bringing those balls of energy towards your grounding cord. So it's almost like you're funneling them right through the body to the base of your spine, and they are getting sucked down your tree trunks, your grounding cords. One by one, you're getting sucked directly down into the core of the planet, all the way down through the grounding cord. And just make sure that it didn't get stuck anywhere in your grounding cord. That made its way all the way down into the center of the earth. Remember, no effort, and it's purely intention. Okay, next we're going to choose a physical pain, either past or present. And just to give you an example, a physical pain could have been when you were 10 years old, you fell out of a tree and you broke your arm. Right now, a physical pain could be pain between your shoulder blades. Any pain, any physical pain. I want this to be specifically about physical pain. Okay, so choose a physical pain, past or present. Choose a color to represent that pain, and make a ball of colored physical pain energy. And just notice where you happen to locate this ball, because that can sometimes give you information as well. And now say to yourself, I am ready and willing to release this physical pain. And allow that ball of colored energy to get sucked into the grounding cord and sent all the way down into the center of the planet. And give yourself a nice deep breath. Smile. Validate yourself. You're doing a very good job. And one more nice deep breath. And next, I want you to choose a person. Once again, it can be past or it can be present. I want you to choose a person who has been irritating you, angering you, pissed you off. Just choose someone. Yes, it's usually the first person that comes to mind is the person that you might want to work on first. And do the same thing. Choose a color to represent that person's energy and your response to the situation. So you've got two things going on here. You've got that person's energy, and you've got how you responded to that person and that person's energy. So choose a color, and if you want, you can make it two different colors. You know, half the ball is going to be half one color, half another, or it can just be one color. Just keep it simple. Choose a color. Create that ball. Look at that ball. See that ball. You can also experience the ball. And give yourself permission. Just say to yourself, I give myself full permission to release this pain and aggravation. And allow that ball to get sucked down into your grounding cord, flush it all the way out into the center of the earth. And remember, no effort. If you're clenching your stomach muscles or you're clenching your jaw, unclench them. Just release. Give yourself full and complete permission to release. And smile. And take a nice deep breath. Here you go. And create a golden sun above your head. Make this golden sun huge, at least 2 to 3 times the size of your body, and very, very bright, bright gold It's the huge golden orb, huge golden sun that is just filling in with fresh new life force. And just watch it get bigger and bigger. And know that this new life force is validating to your body and your spirit. It can give you a sense of fulfillment and accomplishment and ownership of your body. And when you've made that sun as big as you possibly can, go ahead and start to fill yourself in with that golden sun. Allow it to flow down the chakra column into each of your seven major chakras. And allow it to expand out from the chakra column into your physical body. And as it reaches the very outermost layer of your skin, let that golden sun ooze out into all seven layers of your aura. Being sure to fill in the space below your feet and behind your back, the space on your left side, right side, and above your head. Give yourself a nice deep breath. And slowly open your eyes. And I want you to gently bend over and just start to touch your feet, touch your ankles, work your way up your legs to your hips, your waist, your chest and your shoulders, arms, and the top of your head. And if you feel steady enough, I want you to stand up. There you go. Just stand there for a moment. You can give yourself another nice deep breath. Look around the room, and then gently return to your chair. And I want you to validate yourself that you did a wonderful job of grounding yourself and having awareness, having released foreign energy and old pain. And you have given yourself back fresh new life force to rejuvenate and heal yourself. And know that this is an exercise, this is a tool that you can use every day, and I highly recommend that you do a meditation every day that involves grounding and golden suns replenishing your space after you have released foreign energy and invalidation. And I would like to thank you for taking the time to be with me this evening and to experience yourself and to heal the planet, because whenever you heal yourself, you end up healing the planet. You help to raise the vibration And that's what the year 2012 is all about, is raising the vibration on our planet for our individual as well as our collective growth. So thank you very much, and I welcome you to look at my website for the next upcoming telemeds and also at the fairs that I will be participating in the San Francisco Bay Area. And that's about it. Enjoy the rest of your evening and be well. Bye-bye.